This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald on Overtime in our 7 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. However, in the next few minutes, we're going to check in with Corey O'Connor, who's going to be out along the streets with a thank you sign.
He will. And Corey's going to be one of my bosses moving forward, as he will become a Southwestern Pennsylvania Commissioner. So the commission is made up of 5 appointees from all 10 counties and 5 appointees from the city of Pittsburgh. So Corey will be a member, and he'll have 4 appointees who make up the board who I and my team report to. So Corey will be one of those folks. And I know Corey, we spent a lot of time talking about his worries about infrastructure, roads and bridges, which is what the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission basically approves. We approve all of the construction projects that you get frustrated about when you see the orange cones driving on the parkways or Route 51 or whatever it might be. That's all approved by the commission, of which Corey O'Connor is going to be one of those people.
I used to love that PennDOT sign, temporary inconvenience, permanent improvement.
Except when you're stuck in it and you're late for an appointment. You're like driving yourself crazy.
So last night.
We will make our city government deliver. Deliver a police force that is large enough to support our residents and have a chief of police.
Part of his acceptance speech, Corey O'Connor, and then Mayor Ed Gainey.
For us to be able to stand tall and change the game in the midst of multiple storms in order to move this city forward, listen, there ain't no regrets. There's progress.
And the mayor will be in office for the rest of the year, and Corey will run against the Republican challenger, Tony Moreno, who got 70% of the vote, which was 2,000, almost 900 people voted for Tony.
Congratulations to him for ridding us of Ed Gainey. Congratulations to Ed Gainey for being a historic mayor. But it's time to move on from that part of our history and go forward into really bringing back accountability and transparency in the city of Pittsburgh.
And the other Republican candidate, Thomas West, who got 30% of the vote.
We need to move the city forward. And when we move the city forward, we have to have Republicans come out to vote. We have to have them come out to vote in the primary, and we have to have Republicans come out to vote in the general. 2,900 votes in one primary night is not going to do it.
Yeah, I would think a lot of people would agree with that. You can't win when only 2,900 people show up to vote for you in this city.
You need turnout, and that's the thing everybody said, you know, yesterday about turnout in all the races. And you know, it's an interesting thing, having been through this process many times. The adrenaline that you have as a candidate, not just for Corey and Ed, but for all the candidates yesterday who had schedules that were unbelievable, and then today, nothing. You wake up and like, wait, where am I supposed to go tonight? And there's nothing on the schedule that you have for the next week. Now, Corey will be a little bit different because it's a different office and different operation. But for all these other candidates, they have all this adrenaline that's been built up and nowhere to go over the next couple of days. But yeah, Corey's going to be a very, very busy person setting things up. And it's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
And we're going to talk to Corey O'Connor coming Richard with Rich Fitzgerald. And we now welcome the Democratic primary winner for mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, Corey O'Connor. Corey, congratulations. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Corey, first of all, congratulations. And it is an amazing thing to watch over the last couple of weeks. Every time I turned around in a certain neighborhood, there was Corey O'Connor with Katie and the kids, just working neighborhood after neighborhood. And as you know, first things come first. So while we wanted to get you on earlier, you got to take care of the kids first. And dad duties come first. Congratulations.
Exactly. Thank you so much for all you've done over the years. And we go back to Little League Baseball. And as you know, yeah, dad duty, I got him up this morning. We are standing on a street corner in Squirrel Hill with thank you signs. So, yeah, no, thank you for accommodating our time today.
And, Corey, your father, the late mayor, who was well-loved here, now you're going to be generational mayors. But one of the things he did 20 years ago, as Rich pointed out, almost to the day, was hold up that thanks sign.
Yeah, no, this is something he did. Actually, first time he won city council was November, and he went in the basement, wrote a sign, and stood on the corner. So we have hand-drawn out signs and standing here. We still have an election to go in the fall, and we're not going to take it lightly. We're going to work hard every day. But, yeah, my sister's here, my wife Katie, and the two kids. So it's a family tradition at this point. Hey, how are you guys? Nice to see you. What's new in the neighborhood?
It's always been a family tradition, Corey, and your dad was such a mentor to me, and I know he was obviously a mentor to you, and I know it's got to be very emotional for you to be thinking about, you know, your mom, Judy, and your dad, you know, being so much involved in the community. I know they're looking down, smiling, you know, watching you and Father Terry and your sister Heidi, you know, the family there last night, you know, really brings it full circle. And you know, you're going to be leading this city in a critical time in which, you know, those of us are a certain generation want to see your generation now taking over and moving this city in a place where, as you said, we want that to be our first place where families want to live.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. And yeah, the whole family it was a great night. You know, I wish my brother, who's the priest, could have held off the rain this morning, but obviously that didn't work. But I think overall, yeah, it's a great conversation about growing our city, you know, providing opportunities in each and every neighborhood. But as you just said, our message from day one was making this a family first approach and having more and more families live in Pittsburgh, have more and more families want to come to Pittsburgh. And as you know, it's not just the city, you know, it's the region. And collectively with the county, I think we have a great opportunity to rebuild and get us back on the right track.
We're with Corey O'Connor on the Big K Morning Show. That said, Corey, the ramp-up time that you'll have to prepare, assuming, of course, you're successful in the fall, and history would suggest that's the case, you're also going to be coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
In 2026, with the NFL draft coming, it's going to be one of the biggest showcase opportunities in this city's history.
It is, and it's prime time, but we have to be ready to sell a new Pittsburgh, a Pittsburgh of growth and opportunity, a Pittsburgh, you know, that welcomes people here. You know, we can't tell the same story we did for the last 20 years. So for us, it's about rebuilding, but also talking about how there's more opportunities for people to move to Pittsburgh and what Pittsburgh can provide not only to our residents here to help them grow, but why everybody should look at Pittsburgh. And the draft's going to put us on the map, but we have to be prepared to sell the city that week.
And I think people may or may not know, you know, Corey's a big, big sports guy. He mentioned Little League, Squirrel Hill Little League, and he was a champion coach for WPIL golf at Central Catholic. And I don't think any of us will ever forget when you know, Bob O'Connor tragically passed away, and the Steelers had a game the day of the funeral. And it was a young man by the name of Corey O'Connor who led the out onto the field waving the terrible towel in that day, early September of 2006. So things come full circle, Corey, and you've got quite a legacy to live up to. And I know you're ready to hit the ground running. And I think a lot of people are excited at where you're going to take this city.
Yeah, no, thank you. And yes, yeah, so it does come full circle. And I think we're seeing a lot of energy. Obviously, we're on the streets today, and we'll be at a senior center this afternoon. And I just think it's building off that energy to get Pittsburghers to start believing in ourselves again, that we are a great city and we can grow and we can grow fast.
Corey, appreciate the time this morning. Again, congratulations.
All right, no, thank you guys.
To you and the family, and I'm sure we'll be talking down the road. Enjoy this moment, though.
Congratulations, all right, Corey.
Thanks,
enjoy.
Guys. Thanks, Rich.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Corey O'Connor, you know, knowing him, Rich, since he was a little boy, you used to sit with his dad and he'd be sitting there. It's a moment for you, too, generationally. And I know Corey well enough. I can hear genuine relief and enthusiasm in his voice and excitement that he should have after a tough race.
He learned public service from his dad and his mom and along those lines. And I do remember sitting there before I ever ran for office at the Coffee Tree Roasters on Forbes Avenue in Squirrel Hill, and Bob would be giving great advice. And there was young Corey sitting there probably soaking it all in, as he watched people, the older people talk. And Bob was, a people person. I don't think anybody could ever say, Bob just didn't care about people, because he was. As a businessman and then as a councilman and then as mayor, he was a people person. And I think that's what Corey's going to be as well, a people first and neighborhood first type of mayor.
Bob O'Connor, one point, ran some restaurants, Roy Rogers in Oakland, and you're a half person from everybody.
Did he have a famous employee that might have worked for him?
Wasn't. Famous. Her brother was famous, but she worked. My wife's from South Oakland, used to dress up in a cowgirl outfit and go to work for Bob. I actually met Bob O'Connor, and he said, your wife used to work for. I actually found that out from him, not my wife.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A new day coming in the city of Pittsburgh. And that said, what would your advice be to him? What will your advice be to Corey?
Well, I think what a lot of people are looking for is to make sure that their basic quality of life is taken care of. Public safety, development in the city. We have a housing issue. I don't know whether you would call it a crisis, but certainly a housing shortage, affordable housing shortage. We need to build more housing in the city and throughout the region. We need to do it. Obviously, having relationships with the business community, with a labor community, with our nonprofits. I think UPMC certainly needs to be brought to the table at this point, and I think there could be a relationship with the largest employer in this region that could be helpful. And really to have these positive relationships at government at all level, including the federal government, which kind of became an issue in this campaign, but having a relationship with people like, say, Senator McCormick, Congresswoman Lee, Congressman DeLuzio and even the Trump administration to be able to get some of the resources that we need. And obviously the state with Governor Shapiro and Lieutenant Governor Davis will be important as well. And Senator Costa, these relationships really matter when it comes down to providing the basic services that our residents require and, quite frankly, demand.
I really appreciate overtime. Certainly well worth it, able to catch up with Corey O'Connor. He's kind of the man of the hour. So thanks for reaching out. And that said, final thoughts, Rich. What's next? I mean, you're coming into the Memorial weekend. I know that I talked to Rocky Blair Monday, and this is a very meaningful weekend for a lot of veterans and families because of people they have lost.
It really is. And one of the things that this region does, I think, very, very well is in neighborhood after neighborhood and community after community, we honor and thank those who have, you know, paid the ultimate price. And that's really what Memorial Day is about. I mean, obviously, it's the beginning of the summer season and cookouts and family get together, all those kind of great things that we all enjoy. But I know as my time as county executive, going around to all these communities and, you know, watching people as they're waving their flags and listening to the speeches and some of the memories and thanking our veterans and the monuments that we have. And I'm sure that's what I've done that many years with Corey O'Connor as the councilman in Greenfield and Hazelwood and over in Lincoln Place. And I'm sure he'll be doing that this weekend as well.
By the way, June 6th, which is D-Day at Stage AE, 3 to 6, there's a special event, Rocky Blair's Roll Call, honoring our centenarian veterans. Many of these I've met 100 years old, 101, 103. There'll be about 15 of them gathered at this. The Army is sending their band, the Army Field Band. There'll be many military dignitaries and otherwise there, and a chance just to thank that generation, but not only theirs, all our veterans, as we also get ready to celebrate the Army's 250th. So that is D-Day, June 6th. That's a Friday at Stage AE, and we hope you can join us. Rich, thank you.
Thank you, Larry, and let's move forward.
You got to rest your voice now.
I do.
Hey, morning show, Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald for the last 90 minutes. Enjoyed his insight into the primary election day, and thank and congratulate Corey O'Connor, and also thank Mayor Ed Gainey for his willingness to come on over the fast track through this process. But it seems, I'm sure, for those men in particular, a long run to get to primary day yesterday. But thank the mayor. I know he cares a great deal about this city and this region too. And I'm sure they will find a way to work together as still there's an election in the fall. Corey O'Connor said he's not counting that out, and he'll be running against Republican Tony Moreno, who got nearly 70% of the few Republicans who turned out to vote for the mayor's office. Thomas West with 30% and only 1,200 people. So I think collectively as a city, we got to do better with turnout, but we'll leave that story for another day. We also are recognizing something that's going on tonight. It's very important in our community. It is the 50th year of service for this organization, Center for Victims, a nonprofit supporting crime victims in Allegheny County. And joining me is Jessica Lee, who is a tremendously talented person. She's a singer, jazz, blues vocalist, recording artist, songwriter, educator, performance, and entrepreneur. Other than that, a creative consultant too. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Now, tonight is an opportunity for people to help support this special cause. Tell us about Serving Notes.
Yeah, Serving Notes Productions is something that I started up with a great friend of mine, Joe Sipley. We both have big networks, and we wanted to start up a program that shines a light of awareness on great community and charitable causes, using music and the music fans and the art fans to really, you know, come on out and learn about great causes like the Center for Victims And so we're really excited to be at Mansions on Fifth in Shadyside tonight for a live music happy hour from 5:30 to 8:00. And people will get to meet the people who are working right now at Center for Victims to help all victims of crime in our communities with free and confidential services.
And that's so important that they know there's a place that they can reach out and actually share their stories. Centerforvictims.org online. And what's the show going to be like?
Well, the show is going to be great. It's only a $20 ticket. You can get tickets at centerforvictims.org or come to the door if there's space available. And for that $20, you get a free drink, you get great food at Mansions on Fifth, and you're going to get live music. And we're featuring pianist Joe DeFazio on a grand piano and a wonderful percussionist, Noel Quintana, and he's playing hand drums tonight. And it's going to just be beautiful, new friends. And at the break, you'll hear a little bit about what the Center for Victims is doing right now in our communities and the type of support they could use. It will be short, so it's really, you know, something to come, friend raiser, awareness raiser, just shine a light of awareness and have a good time. And I don't know, Mansions on Fifth, it's a luxury hotel. If people haven't been there, it's just so beautiful. 5105 Fifth Avenue. And we're so excited to be there in that beautiful mansion. And it's very laid back. So you can come and go, enjoy some music, enjoy some food and drink, and make some new friends and support the cause.
That's really what jazz is all about. And as you know, Jessica, firsthand, this city has a great jazz history, doesn't it?
Oh, so deep. Yeah. And I've been one of the lucky ones to have been mentored by many of the greats. Yes. Oral tradition.
Serving Notes, benefiting Center for Victims. You could go to centerforvictims.org for more details. Jessica Lee, superstar jazz artist. And do thank Joe Sipley, one of those people in this town that continue to give back in so many ways. So, Jessica, thank you. Break a lip.
Thank you. Stay dry today.
You got okay. It. All right.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Pittsburgh will have a new mayor next year, and it will likely be this man.
I want my kids to raise their families here, like my wife Katie and I are doing. I want you to raise your kids and your grandkids here.
We spoke with Corey O'Connor in the last half hour. He was genuinely, as you would expect, enthusiastic about the future.
And he is holding a news event of some type, a kicking off party, if you will. At this hour, we'll have a report from David Balerato later. A 21-year-old man has been charged with giving alcohol to the 20-year-old fan who fell 21 feet at PNC Park from his seat in right field last month.
Unbelievable. When you've watched that video, you thought the worst. And then you thought, if he's not dead, he's going to be paralyzed. But miraculously, he got up and walked after a few days.
Yeah, Cavan Markwood, amazing critical injury recovery underway. A beloved cast member from one of TV's biggest shows of the 80s has died.
Afternoon, everybody.
That was one of the most popular shows on television in history.
George Wendt, best known as Norm Peterson on Cheers from 1982 to 1993. 11 years.
There you go. Little piano version. Aaron's playing the piano. That's very good, Aaron. I did. Pat Septak's going to get jealous because he thought he was the only talented musician on the team.
It was not only a funny show, but it made you feel good.
Yeah. And that song, everybody knows. You want to go to a place where everybody knows your name. For you, it might be the post office. I'm kidding.
Wall Street reversed into the red Tuesday after making small gains Monday. The Dow was down 114 points. The Nasdaq lost 72. S&P dropped 23 points. Check your fridge for cucumbers that could be contaminated with a strain of salmonella. The FDA issued the alert about cucumbers grown and sold by Bednar Growers in Florida and distributed to stores and restaurants by Fresh Start Produce Sales. 26 people have been sickened in 15 states. Tainted cucumbers from the same grower were linked to hundreds of illnesses last year. Google revealed a major overhaul Tuesday with the introduction of Google AI. The search engine will now be infused with its Gemini 2.5 technology to allow users to interact with the interface just like having a conversation. Google will also roll out new smart glasses in the near future, compatible with Android devices, which incorporate voice-powered AI and a hands-free camera. And Oreo's newest concoction includes a taste of horchata. Selena Gomez teamed up with the cookie maker to create her own flavor, featuring notes from her favorite beverage, chocolate and cinnamon. They will hit store shelves June 9th for a limited time. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Wednesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.